Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
The Chicago Bears are 9-3. We invite callers if you want to be part of this ruckus broadcast that we are doing with a Bears win. We may even take some comments from the crowd, depending on the intake. But first of all, sort of the way we began the day, the party we were having before this game even started, Miles is back with the handheld mic. Miles, what have ye to say?
I've been a Bears fan my entire life. 37 years. I was literally in this mall when it was the grand opening. The most exciting thing that just happened was right now, being with my Bear fans. Bear the f*** on.
We prefer heck. They had to pull the mic. All right.
Yeah. Live okay. Shows. Live shows.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so good in the pregame.
Yes, it was.
An emotional Miles.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and you understand his emotion, right. The way the Chicago Bears look today, getting a big win.
There's a lot going on the postgame show on Friday. Popcorn was being thrown like it's Benny the Bull. There's a lot happening. Bears fans are happy, Speaks, and they should be happy. They should be excited.
Oh, hell yeah.
They deserve it. They've been walking through muck for 15 years.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's the thing. It's like it's been such an ugly thing for the franchise as recently as, you know, a year ago. I mean, at this moment a year ago, I think we were talking about Thomas Brown and what he might be able to do with a 5-game run as an interim head coach. Those were the conversations. And
yeah.
I mean, a couple off seasons in a row of Poles position, followed by Ben's vision. I feel a hell of a lot better about Ben's vision. But yeah, man, this is a wonderful time. And as the backdrop of this, I wonder, like, what do we feel like we know about the Bears? What do we know for sure about the Bears? I feel like I know, Lawrence, they could run it on anybody, anywhere, at any time. After you just did that, I think they'll be able to run it on Green Bay this weekend. And they should. They should try to be that team from the get-go against every opponent, shouldn't they? The run game travels.
Yes. Having a run game and a defense, that usually means in December and January, if you're playing outside, you have a better chance of winning some games. There's a small part of the Caleb thing that we didn't really touch on that we should. You know, the idea of like special arm talent, like that concept has come up, and we've seen it in the crazy plays that Caleb makes where he will roll out right and then throw a bullet. I think it actually played a role in Friday's game. With the wind being as bad as it was, he made throws that Jalen Hurts didn't make.
He made those incredibly strong-armed throws to get through the wind. That's interesting. Yeah, and he also made some touch throws in the fourth that we'll discuss as well.
Yeah, the Cole Kmet touchdown was amazing. By the way, I don't know if I didn't even bring this up to the folks in the control room. We have added a second tree with a second bear. The Emma bear now also has standing. If you widen out to the third position, the Emma bear is now taking hold of the other Christmas tree.
So we're in 12 personnel with in terms of Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Once again.
Well, we are. We tried to tell Port to not bring the other team's Christmas trees in here.
Yeah. Actually, I guess it's 22 personnel. The very rare 22 personnel.
That's right. Yeah. Two tight ends.
Two tight ends and two backs. Because you and I are the running backs here. The two hosts and two trees. So, two trees.
Two trees.
One, two trees.
Two trees.
But yeah, it's the very rare 22 personnel is here.
So I'm glad that the folks that are watching on YouTube and the folks that are watching on Twitch now get to see two bears. There's the one whose shirt says Bears is obviously the Grody Bear. Get it? Bears?
Yeah.
And then the other bear is the Emma Bear. It just says Middays on the Score on his nice little shirt. But yes, we've got the Grody Bear and the Emma Bear climbing the Bear's Christmas tree. I feel like we should take some calls now.
Yeah, I think that must be the next step.
All right, let's go to Dre, who's calling from the city. Dre, you're on Spiegel and Holmes. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I just want to say, man, first off, Bears having an amazing season. Shout out to that. But what I wanted to get to is something that's been kind of left behind because we having a success and it got overblown a little bit. But if you guys remember last year, a lot of people were saying, you know, when the DJ Moore incident with him walking off the sideline had a lot. DJ Moore got a lot of flack for that. And people were saying that, you know, he's not tuned in, him and the quarterback. I think it's time to give DJ Moore some credit for all the talk he was getting about him being a quitter and him being that. I think he's shown signs of being a great leader. I think he's been tremendously tough this year, and he deserves a lot of credit for that.
I don't know about the leader part. I got to be honest. I think he's incredibly tough. I think he's a really good pro for the most part. Last year was an anomaly. Those incidents were an anomaly in his career. And now he seems to be back to being a good pro.
And can you imagine, like, think about it from DJ's point of view.
For what last year was?
Not just last year, your whole career, where it's like you've had these great seasons with it doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to matter who's playing quarterback. Like, you've been able to go and do stuff, but you're not winning. You spend your whole career not winning. And then you come to a place where you think, well, maybe we can win, and it doesn't quite work. And then that gets put on hold. And it's like, well, it's not going to work with Justin. We're going to move on. And now you have to work with this new quarterback who has a way that he wants to do things. But I think that what's brought him in, if we want to give credit again to Ben Johnson, of Ben being like, hey, this is what I expect. This is what I need. And we want you to be a part of it. So much of a part of it that we're going to use you in a bunch of different ways because you're that type of player.
And I think that's true. And we saw from everybody, from all those targets on the offense, a willingness to block and an ability to make plays when need to. You've already mentioned the Komet touchdown. There are a couple drop downs to Komet, little check downs. Luther Burden had four catches on six targets. Colston Loveland with some big time footwork on a sideline at a big moment, and Caleb found him. Alamide Zaccheaus on a wide receiver screen that Caleb executed well in the fourth quarter on third down. DJ Moore with two catches. Roma Dunze. All those guys had at least two catches. Spread the ball around.
Let's go to Adam, who's calling from the dirty. Hey, Adam, you're on Spiegel and Holmes.
Hey, Lawrence. Hey, Spiegs. I think for the first time in my life since 2018 at least, so I've not that many years ago, it feels like things are like the Bears are good and could actually be good, and you have the optimism after the expectations of wanting them to be good. And what I've learned, at least this past weekend with the defense, was they were kind of like the Black Knight and Monty Python in terms of how dead and injured they were. But when he said, I'm going to bite your legs off, the Bears have actually been doing that with all of their takeaways. And that's them without Jalen Johnson and Kyra Gordon now just finally getting back. Like, I'm not afraid of Green Bay for the first time in my life. Oh. I feel like we might be the movie monster chasing them.
Oh, boy.
I like that.
I like it, too. I want to agree. I want to feel it.
I'm afraid of Micah Parsons. I don't know if I'm afraid of Green Bay, but, per se, but I am afraid of Micah Parsons.
I'll get there. Like, I know that I'm going to get there, but I'm having kind of that, the Packers willies, especially because it feels so good otherwise.
Well, wait a minute. I know I've only been here a year and a half, but I feel like about a year ago.
Yeah.
On this show.
Yeah.
It's called the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, you weren't here at the time. Tanny, you were.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember someone on this show predicting the Bears beating the Packers not once, but twice?
And betting it. Leading a charge.
God, Lawrence, it's so funny.
I wasn't
funny.
Here, but I do remember that.
God, who was it?
Yeah, I led a charge of listeners. I collected money
on
my personal Venmo account, and I got it down.
We think that was
legal.
You were legal.
Almost
we're not
right.
Sure.
We're not sure if it's legal. We're going to do it again. We're probably going to do it again later in the week. I'm just admitting how I feel right now here today.
And then you bought a timeshare with that money or something?
I don't remember. I bought a timeshare. That's a
you
different
bought him
thing.
Lunch, yeah.
And then he told us about Sweet Swinging Billy Williams and Good, look, Better, Best.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. That was last year. We knew the Packers were better, but I was feeling some of that Bears vibe on the upswing. Now,
and there was lots of it. There was lots of good Bears vibes last year.
Yeah, tons of
but
it.
But right now, like, I know the Bears are better. I'm just, football hasn't footballed the Bears in like 9 weeks.
That's true.
That's what my instant reaction is. All those games that they won, that it was like, oh boy, we're on repeat here. This wasn't one of them. Steelers win wasn't one of them, but there were so many where like the luck of the league worked for them. I feel like luck of the league is going to come back at some point.
Here's the way that I feel, because I know that whether it's in YouTube comments, people on Twitch, folks that are just screaming at the radio in their car, don't say that. Don't say that about the Packers. Don't say that. If your fear is about this year's Packers, I will accept that. I'll accept, like, you feel like you've watched them be really good in spaces and you think that the Bears don't match up. If that's how you feel, then okay. But if your fear of the Packers is based in 30 years of history,
it's institutional.
I want you to let that fear go.
You're talking to me. It's institutional fear and it's league fear, you know? So that's where it is. I think the way out of it is to run at Micah Parsons again and again and again and again and again.
Okay.
Make that man tackle running backs. Again and again and again and again.
Okay.
And again.
See, Lawrence, I know you're scared of Micah Parsons, but I had this weird realization watching the Packers and Lions game, and I think it was in the second quarter when he lined up over the left guard, and he got a sack on like a triple move where the left guard held up pretty well. But I had this realization. I'm like, Caleb Williams doesn't take that sack.
It's easier to sack Jared Goff than it is to sack
exactly.
Caleb Williams.
Well, why doesn't he take the sack? Because he gets rid of the ball
because
quick?
Jared Goff was a sitting duck.
Okay.
He could not move. And he saw the guy right in front of him. And he made a couple of moves. Caleb Williams gets out of there before he takes that sack.
He gets out of there and then has options.
Correct.
Right? And maybe he scrambles. Huge scramble from Caleb in a crucial moment against the Eagles to pick up a first down. Yeah, you know,
I've seen Micah Parsons run down. Pick your athletic quarterback. Pick him. He's run down. He's a monster.
Caleb, if Caleb's going to run and spin out of a Micah Parsons sack,
great.
He's just got to leave the pocket and just try to run for, you know, a few yards. Go forward. Just get out of that pocket as soon as you can because he will run you down.
He's really good at football.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is the fear. Everything else. I don't think that you should run into this being like, I don't want to say anything because my Packer fan friend has had it over me over the last. No, this is the time.
Yeah, this is the time.
This is the time for you to be them.
Mm-hmm.
Go be them and then enjoy the game. And win or lose. Here's the thing about them even losing this game. Yeah, they could lose it. Sure, it's the NFL. Things are weird. Ball bounces funny. Although it's, like Speaks has said, is bounced really well for the Bears so far this year. But the thing that you can say is the Bears are here now. And that's something that you, a year ago, A year ago.
Yeah.
Where are all of us on this?
Oh, my God,
it
no.
It feels like the seventh ring of hell this time last year. Because we are talking about Thomas Brown, and I'm having to talk you out of making him the head coach.
We're talking about Thomas Brown, and we're dealing with the fact that they let Matt Eberflus do a morning after that game press conference and then fired him 2 hours later.
It was really wild how that... I was like, just don't
let him do that.
Yeah, just say we're not doing it.
Cancel it.
We'll get back to you guys
on fine.
This.
It's fine.
And just cancel it.
Just cancel that thing.
It's crazy. I'm glad that people are enjoying both the Emma Bear and the Grody Bear being up there. I'm glad they've stayed, actually. I was a little concerned about Emma.
Yeah, well, Grody's in trouble.
He's hanging on.
He's leaning.
He's hanging on. Let's go out to Brett. Hey, Brett, you're on the score.
Gentlemen, happy first place Monday to you and yours.
Same to you.
Oh, gosh. It's been 8 years I've lived in this decimated city of green and obnoxious yelling of go birds. And for the last week and a half, I've been nothing but obnoxious. And thank you to the Bears running game for just destroying this city. It has been the happiest delight the last 72 hours, having the family in, having them all worried about Birds fans, and having a victory chicken Monday to put the topper on the whole thing.
Yeah, we missed an opportunity.
Where is our chicken?
I think we should do Victory Chicken Wednesday.
What the hell?
Or maybe Friday? Maybe we do Victory Chicken Friday?
Look, it's on us. We're, as a collective...
We should have done turkey.
I mean, it's been rough out here for the chicken budget, I gotta say. With all the winning that has gone on, and then Rinaldi stepped up wonderfully...
We got a surprise, guys. There's a chef out there. We've got Victory Eagle here today. It's really... the federal government's not going to like this.
No, we're all going to jail.
Yeah.
Leavenworth.
It's endangered. I saw that movie with Marlon Brando doing a Godfather bit, The Freshman, where they were eating all the endangered animals.
I thought you were talking about Dr. Moreau's Island.
Maybe so. Maybe both of them. But man, yeah, there's a lot of Brando in there. Yeah, Victory Eagle would be absolutely delightful.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Dino from Mount Greenwood. Hello, Dino. You're on Spiegel and Holmes.
Hello. I think it's great to be a Bears fan this week. Just like you said, Lawrence, I don't need the Bears to win this game. It would be nice, but by any metric, Bears are ahead of schedule in the grand scheme of things. We're out of that seventh layer of hell, like Persephone coming out of Hades. And we could see spring coming. But the Packer fans need this game. I have so many friends that they need this game. If the Bears win, not only will I obviously enjoy the win, but I will have a special joy in watching my Packer fan friends who have been talking so much trash this week lose their minds even more.
Hey, Dino, what did Persephone run in the 40? Do you know?
She was a 450.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I thought there was a fast watch on her.
A line woman.
That one that was like a 4.42, and I was like, probably more 4.5.
Is she a tight end? I don't know. I just want to stay respectful in this regard.
Please do.
Dino brings up an interesting point. This whole idea of, I don't know if I need a win or don't. Like, this idea, like... Has that ship sailed? Like, Gabe and I had a conversation last week about how Friday could have been potentially a moral victory game. Boy, they played well in Philly on the road and they lost a tough one.
When you win, expectations change.
Yeah, like, I don't know if that realm is true right now. I mean, this is the bonus year. This is Cubs 2015. It is. But now you're the one seed with two of your next three against Green Bay, like, you know, or two of your next four.
I think that it's in the same way that the Steelers are like, oh, we'll sit Aaron Rodgers out because we got AFC games to play over the next 3 weeks. How'd that turn out?
Yeah.
I think that it's incumbent on the Bears to win NFC games. Obviously.
It is two of your next three against the Packers. Incumbent to win NFC games and to take the North and not give it back. You've taken the North.
You've now, well, Weeder said no. Taken it. But I think that at least for right now, they are walking out the store.
And when was the last time this game, Bears and Packers, was actually, it's a bigger game for Green Bay than it is for the Bears. Yeah. And all these games are big for the Bears going forward. I'm not saying it's not, but in terms of who needs it more this week, I think it's Green Bay.
And in 2 weeks, that might flip. right? Like, in 2 weeks, it could be the Bears need this game. But for right now, it's the Packers who need this game.
And that was Dino's point, which we'll all be able to swim in the rest of the week once we turn the page. I'm offended by this much Packers talk before the page has been turned.
Well, should we turn the page and then have Victory Chicken at the same time on Wednesday?
Oh, boy. This is what happens when you become the one seed in Packers week, huh? Gets confusing around these parts. Yeah, we
could. I mean, everything's thrown off. The tryptophan. Like, there's a lot of things going on.
It's true.
We were all out of town.
Lawrence, last week, you guys were out of town. Tanner, do you realize that both Caleb and the Coordinators, which is a great band. I saw them at Lounge Axe back in the day. Caleb and the Coordinators, they both spoke on a Tuesday. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Didn't make any sense.
Danny, we picked a good week to not be here.
Oh, we did. Yeah, absolutely. But where's the, especially during the holiday season, Spiro Dinos, where's the tradition? You're going to break tradition? Coordinators and Caleb?
On a Tuesday. How much tape we had to process? That was a battle.
Guys, they had a game on Friday.
Yeah, they did. First Friday game in decades. And they won it. By the way, Tanny, welcome back. They won that game on Friday.
They did?
Against the Eagles.
They did.
It was a long time ago, I know.
Yeah.
Let's see if that ends up on Abbott Elementary.
Seriously.
How about that?
You want to go highlighting your Philly sports teams? How about you highlight that ass kicking?
Hey, Quinta, let's make sure that we get all the stuff from this game on Black Friday on Abbott Elementary.
Hey, man.
You know when the Eagles fans are walking out of the game? With 7 minutes left to play in it, the great Eagles fans, Quinta, let's get them all in there. Let's make sure that that's part of it.
Yeah, man, they were bailing. Hey, for weeks we've been wondering what Dennis Allen would do once he got Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon back. Let's touch on that a little bit as we keep taking calls.
312-644-6767 is the number. Don't be afraid, y'all. Just don't. Don't be afraid. Talk yo bleep for now. Here on The Score.
We're talking about Bears Eagles. E-A-G-A-L-E-S.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Well, there's Vic Fangio, and the cat and mouse game now is the Bears keep running the football, does he start to cheat safeties down? Does he start to get down and start to get numbers where he loads the box to be able to get too many guys down where they can't run the football and force them to throw?
The old loaded box?
Yep.
Yes. Some friends of mine think that's a luxury suite with the booze flowing.
Al was having a good old time on Friday.
He was in his bag on Friday.
He really was. He and Kirk. That broadcast was excellent, I thought. There was a lot of good things that they did. And it was fun to have the Bears play as well as they did, Lawrence Holmes. Like, it has led to good vibes all weekend long in this town.
Did you move the Grody Bear closer to the microphone?
Not intentionally. I moved the chair so I could get by and leave the studio.
Okay.
Then I forgot to move it back. Oh, wait, no, I didn't do that. I think the Grody Bear just has a thought.
Oh, he just wants to jump in and say something?
He's jumping up there. Go ahead.
He's just going to say Bears.
Which we don't need. There's enough people saying Bears. Look, we wondered what Dennis Allen was going to do for weeks. We're like, what's he going to do when he gets Jalen back? What's he going to do when he gets Kyler Gordon back? And we were on it in terms of the dime. There was a lot of six defensive back packages, not just five with the nickel, but six with the dime. Kyler Gordon was used as that dime, which is essentially like the second linebacker spot. So we had Kyler and CJ Gardner-Johnson playing that kind of extra slot. And then they would sometimes also use Kyler outside to spell Jalen Johnson because Jalen didn't play as many snaps as a healthy and fully back Jalen Johnson would play.
You're building Jalen back up to the place where he can play 99% of your snaps, which he ordinarily does. And that's why I thought it was a great idea. The crazy thing about that is that what I'm calling heavy dime, when you got C.J. Gardner-Johnson out there, the fact that they stopped Saquon
is incredible. It really is. It really is. The fact that they did that. But here's the thing. They've been trying to espouse this anyway, and now they're actually living it. Quote, just trying to get the best 11 out there, unquote. That just to think of their guys as just an X, you know, like CJ's a good tackler.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler can be a good form tackler and support tackler.
Kyler's a great tackler.
So, I mean, this is, though they're not linebacker build and strength,
they are mentality-wise and technique-wise.
Yes. So, Jalen Johnson spelled by Nick McLeod late in that game.
McLeod.
If you look at the snap counts, it's interesting. Like, CJ played 100% of the snaps. Nashawn Wright played 100% of the snaps. Kevin Byard played 100% of the snaps.
All pro.
But then Kyler only played 67%. Jalen played 61%. McLeod played 19%. So all three of those guys mixed in quite a bit. And you had, you know, Brisker played 100% of the snaps. So you had four main dudes who played every snap, and then you had three other guys who kind of rotated in so you can bring everybody back to speed.
That rotation worked out really well. You saw Jalen make a couple of plays out there, get him back and comfortable with everything. Like, Dennis Allen is really amazing. And everyone said this about him when it comes to devising and calling a defense. I think that he took advantage of the chaos that is surrounding the Eagles. That he looked at and he's like, well, what are they going to do? And then you add in the elements and go, well, my guys might be able to cheat up a little bit, go in a certain direction.
Yeah.
Because that, if you go look back at the first two throws that Jalen Hurts made, the first one is like, wow, what happened? Was that ball tipped? And he's like, no, it was not. It just hit the wind. And then the second one that he threw out of bounds, was trying to throw away, that one died pretty close to the boundary because of the wind. So playing the game of the elements too, like I thought their game plan for the Eagles was just outstanding.
On both sides.
All the way around.
Yeah, you got a decided schematic advantage.
I like that we have taken that back.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Because it means something.
Hey, Jeff, you're on the score.
How you guys doing?
We're good. What's We're up, good, Jeff?
Good, man. Happy holidays to you guys.
Back at you, sir.
And real quick, man, because I've been wondering why that everybody, not everybody, but such a national media, moving the goalposts from the Bears, man. And the one thing I just wanted to dispel, give me about 30 seconds, I can dispel it real quick.
Okay. All right.
About how they had the easiest schedule in the NFL. Now, these guys, just take the season out of your mind, right? When you look at this schedule, you play in the NFC North, which was, would you guys agree, was the best the best division of football last year?
Yes.
You had to play every last one of those teams twice, right?
You're running out of time.
You had to play every last one of those twice. You had Cincinnati was on that schedule. Baltimore was on that schedule. Dallas was on that schedule.
All right, that's 30 seconds.
Oh,
he said give him 30 seconds. I gave him 30 seconds.
Lawrence, the hanging judge. I guess he's what? Saying that the schedule looked more difficult than it ended up being, and that's not their fault. Doesn't matter anymore.
I'll give you a better argument on that, okay?
Oh, you only got 30 seconds.
Will you take it easy over there, Judge Roy Bean?
All you need to know is that people fawned over Washington for their 12-5 record last year. 10 of their wins came against teams that were below 500.
Win your games. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And then it becomes about matchups. Then it's, who are you playing in the first round? If you have a first round game, match it up. That's what it's about.
I love your turn to camera right there. That was enjoyable.
Hey, here's Norman Fell-esque.
Here's the thing, though. That schedule, the strength of schedule stuff, I mean, doesn't matter.
This is why I don't do the schedule thing.
It's not college football.
It's why, because you just.
But also, you just beat the defending Super Bowl champs at their place. Okay? There's a reason Jaquan Brisker is running to the locker room going, what are they going to say now? What are they going to say now? Because the conversation has changed. Don't listen to those national fools.
But
they are fools.
But here's the as the mayor of Worrytown, let me just then say to you,
you're going to get deposed.
Probably.
Because you're so positive.
I'm very
positive. You're telling
positive.
People to feel good about it. You know?
I am, but I do want you to live in the space of just because you beat a team and that team was down when you played them doesn't mean that if you play them again, that they might not figure some stuff out and be a tougher matchup for you. Which is why I'm not that scared about what happens to the Bears in this game against the Packers. Because even if they do lose, I feel pretty good that the guy that is coaching the Bears is going to learn from what happens and then apply it the next time they play. I am looking forward to the Lions. Let's see what you learned.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how badly you were embarrassed. And what do you do with that?
Yeah, I mean, because like, to think about Ben with motivation and a season full of wisdom and a season full of togetherness and the vibe and the belief that he has going against a Lions team.
That's in trouble.
That is a little bit in trouble. That sounds like a schematic advantage.
Southside and Ken, you're on Spiegel and Holmes.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, Ken.
Feels good to be a Bears fan right now, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, man, it feels amazing. I just want to say, man, I don't think they should be afraid of Micah Parsons, man. I really just think they should keep running the ball down his throat.
Okay,
thanks,
we appreciate
Ken.
The phone call.
I think they should, too.
I think it's a really simple, and that doesn't mean that it's wrong, it's a really simple strategy. This is a real dude. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, right. But it's not even about him, what that strategy
is. It kind of feels like just run it, Micah Parsons.
Well, like
people have been trying that for a long time.
Well, the problem is this. He moves all over the place and does whatever the hell he wants. So what are you going to – so this is a question for, you know, that we've got to be figuring out. Are they going to have two run plays called in the huddle and shift to a run play that goes at Micah? I wonder if they'll do that kind of thing, if they really want to – target him and make him fearful with that first step. But it's not always the first step with him because he's so relentless that he can stop, he can go around, and then just use the speed and get out there.
He's got a motor that doesn't quit.
Yeah,
he has a coordinator that knows what to do with him, and he's got a partner on the other side in Gary. That those two guys have combined for 20 sacks this season.
But this is the thing, like Jason Benetti was telling us last hour, their whole thing is designed to not have to blitz because Micah and Gary can get it done. So do you try to slow them down by running directly at them and see if they change what they're going to do?
I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying that I feel like people have now jumped onto this as like, oh, well, that's totally the strategy that you use against Micah Parsons. People have been trying to employ this strategy against Micah Parsons since Penn State, and he has overcome it.
But didn't Jim Harbaugh in Michigan do a pretty good job running at him?
Sure.
Okay. So you can think about that if you want.
Okay.
I got you.
If there's one thing that I'm going to be a little bit pensive about, is the idea of neutralizing Micah Parsons is as easy as running at him. I think that's folly. I think you can try it, and you should try all sorts of stuff to try to keep him off balance as he tries stuff to keep you off balance. That's a bear that I wouldn't poke. You can poke all the other bears that you want.
The Grody bear, the Emma bear.
The Emma bear.
You can poke both of those.
Yeah, you can do that.
We keep rolling with your phone calls. 5 o'clock, there's a Caleb conversation that we want to have. But in advance of that, let's touch on why some of us exploded with emotion when the touchdown to Cole Kmet was thrown.
It was dope. We're going to discuss it next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Approaching the 5-minute mark, second down and 8. Williams rolling, throwing, open, making the grab. touchdown, Cole Kmet into the end zone. 28 yards over the top of Blankenship.
Just talked, Kaylee talked about the defense is ready to come downhill and ready to stop this run. And I said, that's when you got to be careful. When the safeties start coming down, they start cheating down. Now you create some one-on-one opportunities, whether it's a receiver or a tight end. Cole Kmet sneaks out, picked up late there by the defense, Cooper DeJean, but it's too late. Great play call, good job, play action, working the clock down, getting the eyes in the backfield, and then slipping a tight end downfield for that touchdown.
Such a great moment. Highlight courtesy of Prime. Such a great moment in the game, and we had decided that we were going to stay in our group chats even though we were on vacation, and I loved that moment of the game, Speaks, because the Bears had kind of been setting it up all game. That was the beauty of it, that you could then retroactively be like, oh yeah, that play should have worked, because all game the Bears have just been hitting these guys in the mouth with the run game, to the point where now it's late in the game and you're the Eagles and you got to make a play. So now your safeties are cheating up. Guys are cheating up. Eyes are in the backfield. So a little sugar push by Cole Kmet, and they're like, oh, we're going to the ball, or we're going to the flat, which is the read off the boot there, right? You go to the flat and we're going to maul that play. Meanwhile, Cole Kmet runs down the field like he's lost, and he's wide open for a beautiful throw from Caleb Williams. It was the scheme of it, the choices that happen off of it, what Caleb decides to do inside of the play.
That's the part that I definitely want to make sure we highlight, because that kid has been through some hell and looked really bad at times, and even in wins, been dissected by me, by you, by others, and they're for lots of good reasons. But in the end, he still has to be the one who's confident enough to make a choice like that. That was not the primary target. And Kurt Warner said it to us earlier, but Ben Johnson said it in postgame. Or maybe it was today, but either way, he said, Caleb's the one who made that choice. The target is the flat. It's Olamide Zaccheaus, who is wide open in the flat for what would have been a first down. But Caleb doesn't do that. Listen to him talk about that play.
Cole ran a great route, like I said. They kind of dropped him. Saw a defender trying to, you know, catch up to him. Just wanted to lay it out there, let the wind kind of push it back to him. And, you know, Cole made a great catch.
Were you looking at him the whole way, or were you just about to consider?
I was about to consider the check down, and I looked up because I had space and time. There was a defender starting to chase Swift. And so I ended up looking up and peeked up, saw Cole, and like I said, gave him a, you know, a good ball and let him go make a play.
So he was considering the check down because that's what he's been told to do since the offseason. Take the check down, take the check down, take the check down. And all game he's doing that. I thought Caleb, while inaccurate, obviously at times, while the interception, you could argue, should have had a little more loft instead of the bullet that it was. But he made a lot of good game manager choices, didn't he? For a game like this, he dirted a screen a couple of times. He threw a ball away after he himself had made the mistake to have the handoff in the wrong spot for Swift. He threw the ball away. And on that drive, he made great third down choices with touch. And I'm just seeing like, all right, game manager, okay. You're doing what you got to do. You're playing a Jalen Hurts game. You're doing whatever you got to do. But then on that play, it's second down. Why not take a shot? Why not? And he didn't overthrow it where it's safely not intercepted, but also inaccurate.
The thing that's been maybe the most frustrating thing about him, he, in this case, and this is him talking about like using the elements to his advantage to make that throw.
And he does it while running to his left. It was the special. It's the special. So look, if that kid is going to be able to be a game manager when it matters and still have the balls to overrule the check down because he sees the dude open in the correct game situation, I'm like, oh boy, oh boy, the ceiling gets raised.
Ceiling is the roof.
And as we've discussed, the roof is higher than the ceiling.
Yes.
Because the ceiling is its own structure. It's from the inside. So Michael was onto it. Like, we've made fun of Michael a lot.
For 25 years. And yet, here he was.
Here he was.
Ahead of the game.
On top of it the whole time.
Whether it's usual.
Whether it's a drop ceiling or not, the ceiling is lower than the roof.
That's right.
Just is.
But he was saying that the ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
So, I mean, I guess that's still
it
wrong.
It became personal with me.
It did.
It did.
It really did.
I just really love that play for all of the things. Like, even, for example, and, you know, I've been a big fan of what Cole Kmet has done this season. I think it's been his best season as a pro. Him running the route.
It's a beautiful route.
Not giving up on the play because he's not the primary on it. And, like, look at that. I sneak out here and I'm out here. Hey guys, I'm open. Throw me the ball.
But what that said to me about potential Caleb progress and, like, you know what I always think about Lawrence? Joe Gibbs once said it, because Joe Gibbs was a head coach with a quarterback, a bunch of them, a bunch of good ones, but that he took to the Super Bowl, and some decent ones he took to the Super Bowl. And he also was the head of a race car team, right? He said the relationship between the head coach and the quarterback is exactly the same as the relationship between the crew chief and the driver. That you tell them what to do, you enable them, you give them everything you can, but in the end, they're the ones in the driver's seat. So Caleb overruling the check down, because he's like, you know what? I think I actually got this. He's got to have that. That's what's going to give you a chance to truly be special, is if, like, people are thinking check down, check down, check down. And then he's like, you know what? Actually, I got this. And then I'm going to complete that. Then you put up 24 points on the road against the Eagles instead of 17.
It's a beautiful thing.
It really is.
I love that play. All right. We need to have a larger conversation about Caleb and the Bears. We're going to do that. And in the 5 o'clock hour, don't worry. We've got enough petty for everybody. We're sure that you saw the memes and the moments that happened on the field yesterday for Pittsburgh. And then maybe you didn't see the weirdness that happened afterwards. We're going to share it with you, because Schadenfreude on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start to finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.